Emily sat bolt upright on the bench, Tyler's words still ringing in her ears. His voice seemed to echo from the steeple itself, a phantom chill prickling her bare skin. She blinked hard against the blur of waking, her gloved hands numb. Above her, the steeple of the old North Church loomed, its outline distorted by the flurries. The cold air tightened around her chest with every breath. The bricks beneath her feet lay buried under fresh powder that swallowed every sound, turning the historic trail into a desolate stretch where even the city's pulse seemed to stall. She rubbed her eyes, trying to clear the remnants of that brief nap, but the echo clung. Tyler's tone laced with the same urgency she'd heard in his last recording, before everything fractured. The pier, Tyler's coat around her shoulders, laughing until Biospark and deadlines stopped existing for an hour. Warmth from his hand on hers. She hadn't understood then how much she'd been storing it away. The gust picked up, carrying faint sounds of traffic from beyond the trail, but here there was only the soft patter of buildup collecting on her hood, each speck a tiny bite against her exposed cheeks. She shifted on the bench. Empty paths meandered away. The church doors were closed against the weather, and no one else was in sight. She settled her weight and let the cold seep in. For a moment, there was only that. The bench, the snow, the silence Tyler had just told her not to trust. A surge hit her, intrusive and fierce, striking without warning. Her sternum caved inward, or felt like it did, and the edges of her vision went dark and swaying. Her breath came in ragged gasps as fleeting pains radiated through her limbs, a sensation of lives unraveling far beyond this frozen place. Bile rose, and muscles not her own tightened as the world tilted in a nauseating spin. A shattered screen strobed in her vision, garbled texts unraveling a marriage, the sting of deceit burning in her throat like swallowed lies. Another wave struck. Horns blared in her ears, a man's road rage lashing into her temples, his jaw clenching in hers. She rested her head against the back of the bench. The metal jolted her senses with its chill, but it did little to slow the flood. Images surged in waves, taunts scrolling across a phone screen, the ache of exclusion settling in her chest, and overwhelming disorientation. Despite the chill, sweat beaded on her brow, mixing with melting crystals that trickled down her face. She gasped, her throat closing down to nothing, each breath edged with the taste of borrowed fear. Her fingers clamped to the bench's slats, the chill biting through her gloves as she steadied herself. The church's outline sharpened in her vision, though the pressure still tugged at her. Tyler's presence lingered, more than a memory. His voice landed somewhere below the sternum and stayed there. She should move, slip away from this seat, but the pull of that voice held her. Her body had stopped obeying. Whatever Tyler had carried from the terminal gene at the end, she felt it now, crashing in without warning.